Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I always like to share a little bit of stuff from my life just to make sure people understand that, you know, that radio is not just about, you know, politics and the things that we think it is, and neither is life. I mean, we can get caught up in this stuff, but life is going on. It's moving along, and there are many, many things that impact you that sometimes you can address, some other times you have no way to address. So I'm going to back up and tell you, a lot of you know about my life, obviously my mother died before I turned five. My father was in San Quentin prison. And I believe the first children my father fathered were my older brother and I. And so when I turned 45 years old, I met my other side of my father's family. But other side of my family, which is my father's side, because I was raised by my mother's side. That's when I met my Aunt Mary and just people that I'd heard about but never met. By this time, my grandfather long been dead, my father's father. So anyway, I get a chance to meet him. I was in Indianapolis. We were going to the Indianapolis 500. And my uncle Ray, who had gotten out of prison, and he had kept in touch with me. I knew him from his voice, but I didn't know him to ever have met him in person. And he was so excited to meet us. My brother and I, well, in this case, he didn't meet Kirk, but he did meet me. And so he was excited. I mean, he was like, nephew, I can't wait to see you, man. But, you know, much love and all this. And what was funny, so my uncle was also in prison at the same time that his older brother was, because neither one of them were raised with my paternal grandfather for very long. So he looked to my dad as his strength. He used to tell me, he says, man, your dad was a hell of a fighter because he always had to fight, you know, for the family. And so in any case, my uncle ended up going to prison just like his older brother, just like most of the men on that side of the family. But he was out by then. He was a preacher, and he was happy to meet me. So we meet him, and here's the other irony. We have the identical birthday, which always bothered me, that my uncle, who was in prison, had my birthday. But he was a joy to meet. And he doted on us. I mean, he, Kev, man, I heard so much about you and your brother, man. Growing up, man, all I knew about was Kurt and Kev. You know, and the family talked about us. His mother, Marjorie, my grandmother, talked about us. My Aunt Debbie, their sister, talked about us. And when I would call periodically, they would say, man, you sound just like your daddy, man. Which bothered me, too. So anyway, my uncle, we were talking one day. We'd had three or four visits at this point to Indianapolis, and he said to me, Kev, he said, man, you know, the family, man, they only recognize you and Kurt, his brothers, you know, that was it. Y'all were the only kids that we represented from Tony, who was my father, as they called him, Tony. My father changed his name from Marion to Tony because he so liked Tony Curtis. He was such a cool guy in Hollywood. Anyway, he said, so the only kids that were recognized were you and Kirk. And I went, recognized? I'm like, what do you mean recognized? He said, man, the rumor is there's 12 of you. I was like, 12 of us? He said, yeah, 12 kids. My father supposedly fathered 12 kids, and we're the oldest of those kids. So David, I knew about. I have a half-brother, David. And the reason why I know about David, everybody knew about David, was because David's mother and my dad came through. This is one of the two times that I actually physically met my dad. He came through with Shannon, David's mother, and at the time she was pregnant, and we hung out and stuff, and then they kept on going to California, and then David got born. And I remember my dad calling and saying, hey, y'all got a little brother, David, you'll have brother, and they sent us a picture of him that we kept in a family album for a long time. Never, you know, didn't talk to him or anything. Maybe wrote to him. I don't think so. Now, in case you want to know a little bit more information inside baseball, David, his mother was a crackhead, like my dad. And so David effectively raised them. By the time he got of age, David is starting to rap, do rap music, hip hop, but hardcore stuff. And he's selling drugs. And I don't even hold it against him because he's just trying to survive. He's got two crackhead parents. What this kid has probably seen, I don't even want to know. Honestly. We don't even talk about it. So David, he would tell me, yeah, man, I gotta help mom, I gotta help dad, I gotta do this and the other. And he was effectively babysitting. And he, when my dad died, my dad dropped dead of a heart attack while he was outside moving trash cans at his house, according to David. And David found him. But yeah, he dropped dead of a heart attack. I think he was 65. You know, lived a tragic and hard life. So anyway, I finally got a chance to meet David. I was on a tour. I'd spoken to him a few times. Always had to get a new number because he'd give me a number. And then I'd call him and it'd do, do, do. And I'm like, man, what is the deal? And then he, 2 weeks later, hey, bruh, hey, big bruh, here's my new number. That one would last a month. Hey, big bruh, here's my new number. Hey, big bruh. Finally, I figured it out. These are burner phones because, you know, he's dealing drugs. So we were doing a tour, and it took me through Bakersfield, California. And Collier, my youngest son, was very young, wouldn't even remember him. Melissa was with me, and we stopped through. It was like at 11 o'clock. He was like, man, if you anywhere near me, man, we got to see each other. So we drive. We're near him, you know, within 20 minutes. So we said, we're going to do this. So we drive into this crazy neighborhood, and he's like, man, I'm going to meet y'all. Meet me up at this corner, this, that, and the other. We meet him. Man, you couldn't be more excited. This kid couldn't be more excited to meet his older brothers, or elder brother. So we see him like, oh, man, you know, hard to believe. You know, it's been this long. We've known about you the whole time, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, oh, man, you have no idea how happy this makes me. And so I was like, oh, well, cool. So we kept in touch. He ended up coming to Indianapolis, saw him there. He moved with family. And, yeah, he's still doing the kind of the same old stuff that he's doing. But at the very least, and I'm not trying to tell him how, I'm not moralizing about his life. He's got his life to live. He's got kids. I spoke to his oldest son, called me to say, hey, Uncle Kevin, here's what I'm doing. I'm graduating college. I'm doing this. He's on a whole different path than his dad. So we were having this conversation about his life and moving it forward. And that's where we are. I've got a point to this, so I want you to hang in on this story. Okay? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Vivo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So just was telling about when I first met one of my brothers. And here's what's interesting about this story to me is I'm not saying this doesn't happen in with other races or by any stretch of the imagination. But it happens a lot with black kids where you don't, and I'm not talking about your daddy donated sperm in college to, you know, pay bills, and you find out through your ancestry DNA that you got other brothers and stuff like that. No, I actually, with Melissa, it's probably been 5 years ago, said, hey, let's do our ancestry DNA as Christmas gifts, which I thought was a really innovative Christmas gift, and we did it. And sure enough, I find a long-lost first cousin. A girl writes to me and says, look, I don't know who you are. We both lived in St. Louis at the time. And she says, I don't know who you are, but we're kin because the green line was way over like 98%. And I'm looking at the line going, oh, you're right. We are kin. And not only are we kin, we're like either brother-sister kin or first cousin kind of kin. I mean, we are kin. And I got to where I could read them really well. So I'm just going to cut to the chase. It turns out my uncle, Uncle Ray, who's got my same birthday, June 21st, had sons, and two of his sons lived in St. Louis, ironically, and I used to joke and say I probably have run by my son, by my cousins, or walked by him and didn't even know. Well, I met one of them. He came to the house. He brought his wife and his kids. Great, great family. But the other one I didn't meet, his name is Damon. So my other cousin said, yeah, that's my brother. He says, Damon, Kevin, he's in and out of prison. He's kind of, you know, rough life. Okay. But the other cousin that I met, I forget his name because we didn't keep in touch, but he had been in prison but got out, changed his life, and all was good. Most of the men on my father's side of the family have been in prison. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm telling this story about family. And some of you white folks are listening going, this is just crazy stuff. This is like Maury. This is like Maury meets Jerry Springer. And it probably is to some degree, but I want to tell you what happens, because I wrote about this in my first book. I said, when you don't know your dad or your origins or, you know, part of your family, you feel like a puzzle piece is missing in your life. Like you've emptied out the puzzle box, you put it together, but there's three pieces missing or four pieces missing, and you're like, where are these pieces? And in some cases, you feel like you can't even make the puzzle out because you don't know who you are. You're trying to figure out who you are by the people that you know. And you finally have to grow up to the point and say, you know what? It's not about who I know. It's about who I am and what I can become. It took a long time for me to do that. I believed, as I've said many times, I believed that because my father and my uncle were in prison, I was destined to be in prison. It didn't matter that I didn't do anything wrong. It was just like, you're destined to be in prison. That's just your destiny and a birthright. Yeah, I'm thinking, crazy. How crazy is that? It's as crazy as people that won't step on a crack on the sidewalk because they think it'll break their mama's back. Step on a crack, you break your mama's back. It was insane. But you think this way because you don't have people to help you understand. No, you can change the trajectory of your life anytime you want. And I was lucky that I did that. Anyway, so we get this ancestry DNA. I'm talking about my cousin now. It turns out this girl is my first cousin, once removed. I forget how they do it, but because she's like 98% green on this thing. She's either a sister or a first cousin. So we're trying to figure it out. I'm excited that I got another cousin that I met on dinner. I'm like, one of my cousins had been on Oprah. I met her. This is a different cousin. But so anyway, we're trying to figure it out. I'm like, okay. And she says, well, let me just say this. The reason why I ended up contacting you, I was going to do something for my dad. And when I got on my ancestry, it turned out my dad wasn't my dad. And I went, ooh, that's, you know, the ancestry. There are a lot of people that don't want any part of Ancestry.com or 123me because they know that. See, women have been, these leftist women, for the most part, have been fooling people into this. And I'm not going to say conservative women haven't, too, but they may have done it because they want to, you know, for whatever reasons. They're good reasons. But leftist women just want somebody to take care of their baby till he's 18 or he or she is 18, and they don't have to tell anybody. So a lot of people won't take it. But anyway, this girl, she found out that her dad was not her real dad, confronted her mother, and her mother says, yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are the product of a rape. And if you want to guess, well, yes, it was my cousin Damon, who, that's how I got to be part of her family, was my cousin Damon, first cousin, is a rapist. Now, I will tell you, that was mind-blowing because I'm thinking, I don't want to know any more about ancestry DNA. Just please take it away. It was like the crying game, you know. Get it away, girl. That's nasty. But it wasn't my fault. And she and I talked, and I said, look, I'm very sorry. I don't even know why I'm apologizing. I've never even met the dude. He's still in prison, or maybe he's in and out of prison. So, you know, it's not all wine and roses, as you might think. So going back to the brother thing, so I got on because I was like, I'll admit, when she had that 98%, I thought, okay, this might be one of my sisters out there that I don't know about. Well, it turns out it was a cut for first cousin once removed or something like that. I don't know how to do the genealogy, but that's what people were telling me. So we know there's 12 of us. We've identified David. He's a half-brother. Knew that. So theoretically, there are nine others. So I got on Ancestry. I'm looking at all the wives my dad had, and I'm considering contacting these ladies and saying, hey, listen, if you have any kids, I'd be curious, blah, blah, blah. I didn't. I get a call from my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, my older brother, Kirk's wife, Peggy. She says, hey, Kev, I don't know if this is legit, but somebody's on Facebook saying that they're your brother. And I went, oh. And then my younger brother, half-brother, David, said, hey, big bro, there's a guy, he's saying he's our brother. I'm checking it out. And then this. So David goes into investigative mode. And as it turns out, he's one of us. His name is Don Andre. They call him Doc, D-O-K. In the music business, and some of you know from my book, my father was an amazing singer. He used to open for all the Motown groups in Indianapolis. Everybody. He met them all. Met the Temptations, Gladys Knight, all of them. And then he just went crazy. Anyway, I mean, he didn't go technically crazy, but I'm saying lost his mind and in the sense of started doing bad things, bad behaviors. So as it turns out, he's got a kid. His name is Don Andre. He contacts us, and my sister-in-law is skeptical because Kevin, they may be after, you know, what we got. Well, not that we have a lot, but, you know, whatever. But it turns out the dude's like, man, you have no idea, Kev. I've been looking for my family my entire life. He found us on Facebook. And this is why I will tell you, I don't dislike Facebook. I'm happy that they have it. But one of my legit brothers, he showed me pictures with my dad. You know, he wants pictures of my dad. He's only got a few because my dad did what he did with a lot of women. He got them pregnant and he left. But this guy was overwhelmed. And I got to tell you, I understand the feeling. And there's apparently now 8 more, but we're starting to count down. Just thought I'd share that story with you guys. I'll probably expound on it a little bit later.
Radio show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yeah. USA News update. A key inflation measure watched by the Fed Reserve is meeting expectations. The personal consumption expenditure price index that doesn't include food and energy rose by nearly 4.5% from 1 year ago. It's the slowest annual jump since October 2021. Weather forecasters say a storm that will cause a headache for millions of Americans across the country will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from Colorado and Wyoming all the way east to Michigan. The snow will fall ahead of a new round of Arctic air that's being billed an Alberta Clipper. The police chief in Memphis says some words came to her mind when she saw the video of Tyree Nichols getting beaten by police officers.
Horrific. Alarming. Disappointing. Sad.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots in the news, folks. Lots going on. Guns are back on the table. A couple of mass shootings. And the leftists come out. Oh, we gotta give it to the guns. It's the guns. Biden's have another crazy family member in this story. You want to talk about a family of privilege, boy. I'm about to show you some privilege. And the greenies are killing the planet. I love this story because it's one of these stories yet again that shows you all the Democrats, oh, we're going to save the planet, we're going to do whatever. You ain't saving nothing. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Right now, I'm talking about discovery. And here's what's interesting. I don't know if this is happening in your family, if it's happened before. You know, one of my son's friends, He's like, I'm going to visit Kobe. And he says his brother is in from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. It's like, what brother? I said, he's already got a brother here. And so this kid and Kobe's younger brother are like 7 months apart. And I'm like, how can he have, is the other kid adopted? I'm trying to figure this out. He's like, no. He goes, Kobe's dad had a baby with another lady and all this, but apparently all is forgiven, and the family says, well, the brothers, which in this case are half-brothers, should spend some time together. And he's a neat little kid. He came over to the house. We spent time with him, fed him and all that. But I was just trying to make sense of it. Now, I will tell you, I've watched enough white people soap operas to know that we are not the only people that do this. Black folks are not the only ones that have children when they're, you know, shouldn't be having other children and stuff like this. We might do it more than most, but we aren't the only ones. There's no monopoly. But it is strange, and I'm going to tell you, what's more strange is when you you've seen the stories. I saw one, this dude had 19 babies by 13 different women. He was on one of these, you know, Springer or Sally Jesse or whatever. He's on one of those types of shows. And they're asking, the audience is like ready to lynch him. And I don't want to be with none of them. They don't want to be with me and all this. I'm like, why would you even do that? You know you can't take care of 19 kids. Donald Trump can't take care of 19 kids properly. Because it's not just about money. It's about a lot of stuff. But anyway, my dad, who is now deceased and who was a scoundrel. If you read my first book, The Big Black Lie, I talk about him. I tell you about my life, the times I saw him. And, You know, at the time, man, my dad was the coolest dude on the planet. So what, he'd serve time. I mean, I was embarrassed that he'd serve time when I was talking to other people, but when he came to see me and my brother, it was like, whoa, he's the coolest dude, and he was trying to be cool. You know, he's from the streets, and he got two little old country boys living in Brady, Texas, and he's trying to enlighten us about life. And, you know, so he was the coolest dude on the planet. When he came through with David and David's mom, David hadn't been born yet, my half-brother, when they got back to Bakersfield, they sent me and my brother. I talk about this all the time. They sent us two outfits. These were the coolest clothes we ever had. I remember me and my brother wearing. I wore those clothes. They were 4 inches too short. Oh Lord. Don't give country boys stuff. We will hold on to it. Y'all would think I'm crazy. I cut some pants, the bottoms off some other pants, and asked my grandmother to sew them onto my pants. Just so I could get more mileage out of this suit. It was crazy. I loved it. And my dad was the coolest dude on the planet, man, for getting us all that stuff. Probably robbed somebody to get it, but it was a deal. Anyway, so we're talking about finding your people, because my dad would go. He dated a lady named Marcy. Marcy was beautiful. She was a beautiful lady. And he brought her. This is when I was about 16. I talk about this in my book. And my grandparents loaned the money, a down payment to get a house. We went and painted the house all together. It was fun. We ate pizza. I thought it was he was going to settle down. He wanted to be with his first set of kids, I guess. And when they left, my father was accused of a mass murder that happened. The only mass murder that happened in the entire, I mean, in 100 years in our town. He was associated. He left. He blamed my uncle. My uncle was mad because my uncle, who dealt dope, he dealt drugs and he fought dogs, but he didn't kill people. And he was mad that he got accused of that. But anyway, he didn't end up, you know, they didn't get him because he didn't do anything. But anyway, that was the last I heard of them. But Marcy and my dad and them moved on. And so later on, I was talking to my brother, and my brother said to me, oh, well, man, you know Dad was prostituting Marcy out. I was like, what? I had no idea. So here we are, these stand-up citizens in our little town, and my dad's prostituting his girlfriend out so they could pay the bills. And he completely blows off the money my grandparents gave him to get a down payment on a house. They were really trying to help him get his life together. I'm just giving you some backdrop. So I don't know what happened to Marcy, but he went on to the next one and the next woman and the next woman and had 12 kids, according to my uncle. And we are now up to 4 of them. My brother and I, who are biological brother, raised together, full biological brother, my half-brother David, whom I knew about, and now we've got Don Andre, who had been looking for us his whole life. And you know what he knew? He only knew our names. He didn't know where we lived or anything. He tracks us down on Facebook, and he contacts me. Man, you're my big bro. I'm like, what? Really? And my sister-in-law, who got the message, was like, this ain't a scam, is it? He might be asking for money or, you know, helping out and all that. And what we've learned about family is all family ain't good family. So... But I don't know if you can relate to this, you know, because there's so many emotions swirling in you. I'm happy. I want to meet my family. It would have been cooler to meet them in my 20s and 30s, maybe, and not now. But, you know, I'm meeting family. So we were literally on our way to Vegas when this man contacted me and said, hey, man, you my brother. And I'm like, what? So we talk. In between the mountains, because it was, you know, very sketchy. But you could hear the excitement in his voice. And I'll be honest, when I first got on Ancestry DNA, I was super excited about who are my family members. And then I started thinking about, well, on my father's side of the family, almost every guy's been to prison. Do I really want to introduce that into my life? Look at the women. My uncle told me this. He says, nephew, the only woman that we recognize in the family is your dad's wife is your mom. No, everybody else was just some chick he was with. Your mom was the only one, and that's why you two older boys are the ones we dote on. Because they knew we were being raised right, and we kept in touch. I was in touch with his mother, Marjorie. I mean, they wanted to know us. I can tell, and we certainly wanted to know them, because there is something missing when you don't have that. And look, I know this isn't politics, but it is politics of a sort. Because when you think about the black condition, you have to understand, a lot of us feel lost. We don't feel like there's that roots of family there, because it isn't like it is with a functional family system, black, white, or otherwise. The functional family is so important. And I'm looking at Don Andre contact and the level of excitement, and I'm happy that he's there, but I'm also, there's a part of me that's like, okay, I got to make sure. I ran into one of my cousins on an Ancestry, and we hadn't known each other. I mean, we had two phone calls. And it was like, okay, yeah, we're cousins. Good to meet you, man. You know, let's try to figure this out. So we figure out where our lines cross. And then the next call, he's like, hey, cuz, man, I'm not doing too well. I'm having health issues. Can you send me some money? And I said, no, we ain't cousins like that. We're not cousins like that. I said it like that. We ain't cousins, because you gotta get ethnic when you're talking to your ethnic cousins. I was like, we ain't cuz. But I wasn't mean spirited. I said, hey man, no offense, but I don't know you. You know, if it's a cousin I know, if we're gonna get to know each other, great, but we're not gonna get to know each other because you Googled me and found out I had a little coin at one time. Because I ain't number one, I don't have a lot of money. And number two, what I have is going to go to people in need that I know need it and who, you know, have helped me. It doesn't work like that. So, long story short, well, because it's not short, we've dragged it out here. And as I said, there's other things we're going to talk about. I'm going to get to that stuff. But I think this is important, because that piece that's missing, and we're working it out together. I don't have the answer here. I'm going to tell you right now. But that piece that's missing is wrapped up in all of this that I've described. We now have a way to find each other like we didn't have before. We have a way to know about one another and stuff. And I don't want to say get intrusive, but you can catch up pretty quickly. DeAndre and Don Andre and I started exchanging pictures right away, and it was like, wow, you know, we were playing catch up. But it's not the same. It's not the same as having that family you grow up with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you have family that you don't know about, didn't know about, maybe you learned about later, is your father your mother, you know, right? pretty much, unless you got separated at birth, you know, they gave her the wrong baby or something like that, but that's pretty unusual. But your father, you may not know who he really is. I mean, I hope you do. In some cases, the baby looks so much like the daddy, you know it immediately. One of my cousins, he's got six kids now. He had six kids before he was 25 years old. Told him, boy, you need to cut that thing off. Unbelievable. Six kids before he turned 25 years old. And my grandmother swore the last one wasn't his because it didn't look like him. The other ones could look like him. No doubt about it. So the rumor was, you know, his girlfriend had a, you know, boyfriend, another boyfriend or whatever. Well, as it turns out, they took a DNA test at my grandmother's. I know that's not his child. I know it. I know that's not his child. Oop, it, oh, it is? That's his. Okay. I will never forget when they told my grandmother, yep, that's your grandbaby. And she went, oh, my goodness. Actually, it was her great-grandbaby. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We got a lot to talk about. Bidens are on the run. Speaking of family, let's talk about that Biden family. What a crooked family. I tell you, if my family got a fraction of the things that the Bidens got, I wouldn't have any family that had gone to prison. The Bidens make sure their family doesn't go to prison. You, wait till you hear about this story. We'll talk about his niece. Forget about Ashley, the one that was afraid to take showers and wait until Biden would sleep before she'd take a shower. Oh, you know, we were talking about this $49,910 Hunter was paying every month, supposedly. Now they're soft-shoeing it. No, it was a mistake. That's what he paid for a D.C. office space or whatever else. Okay, whatever. If, like I said, if it was true, if it really were true that he was paying that kind of money to stay with his daddy, shame on him. And then let's look at those taxes. But something's up because we know that Joe Biden hid his taxes. He's taking his taxes off the website. So we'll see what happens. And the Democrats are scrambling. Something's up. They're never going to tell us, but it's true. Anyway, back to all this. I don't know if you've ever had a surprise in your DNA. You know, you learn of a half-brother, half-sister. Maybe you didn't know that, say, your dad had an older child long ago, but kind of nobody knew about it because it was no big deal. He did it, you know, it was a high school thing or college, and you ended up marrying your mom 3-4 years later, but they didn't know the girl got pregnant, that kind of stuff. I mean, any of it. I'll tell you this, I've never had anything like that, but I know that there are other Jacksons out there, and it's exhilarating to some degree, and it's disturbing on another level. And I'm still processing it. I'm going to tell you, I don't process things quickly. So I have to figure it out. So when Don Andre tracked me down, me, my brother, and my half-brother, I really didn't know what to think. But let me tell you what this guy did. Don Andre had us up on his Facebook page. I just found my brothers. Y'all ain't going to believe it, man, blah, 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 blah. And David was sending in pictures that he had of us, which most of his are dated. But Don, you would think Don Andre had hit the lotto. So, as I said, we were going to Vegas. I talked to him. He's excited. Oh, my gosh. You know, bro, we got to talk again and all this. And we were in the mountains. So it was sketchy. I couldn't hear him. So I finally got set. We got settled. Called him up. He was like, man, it's so great to hear from you guys. He goes, man, I've already been looking at your page. I'm doing research on you. I was like, oh, Lord. You know, he's going to do research on me. And immediately go, man, I hate my brother. My brother's a Republican. My brother's a conservative. You know, but he did a thorough research, and he has not brought anything up. And all he ends his mail, his messages to me are, is one love, bro. One love. So, anyway, going back to this, he said, we exchanged pictures. I started saying, okay, well, let me introduce you to your nephews. Let me introduce you to Melissa. Let me introduce you to, you know, whatever. Anybody I think you might want to meet. Let me get you some old pictures of our father, so you can at least have those to add to your collection. He only had a couple of pictures of our father. And so I'm telling him, you know, about his nephews. They went to this school, did this, did that, whatever, you know, and here's their businesses, and if you want to contact them, here they are, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he says, well, you have a niece. and you have five great nieces and nephews, because his daughter, he's got a daughter, has got five kids. I was like, okay. So there are all these reveals that will continue to come. And it's, again, it's, you're not growing up with these people. It isn't like you, I grew up with them and I'm like, hey, man, how the guys, kids, how my nephew, I mean, how's my niece, how my, the grandbabies, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, everything's starting right now. And it's, you know, maybe part of you wants to like dive in. Ooh, man, we got an old brother and all this. And he apparently is so excited because here he has no clue. I mean, he had a clue because he says, my dad mentioned Kirk and Kevin. And he had brothers. And he never forgot it. But he was never mentioned to us. So while he's fixated on finding his brothers, we're not fixated on finding him. The only thing I can tell you is, as I said earlier, I know there are 12 of us. Supposedly, according to my uncle, there are 12 kids that were fathered by Tony, my dad. So there's a part of me, as I said before, that goes, I want to find out. You know, as I said, when we got the ancestry, whatever, I was like, ooh, we'll find him. Well, when we didn't, and then I found the lady that my cousin had raped, I was like, oh, gosh. So I put it down. But when I talked to Don Andre the other day because he was like, hey, Kevin, you gave me those pictures. So I sent him the pictures. And what we did is we created a link so he could just go look to his heart's content. So we put up, you know, the boys since they were little kids by folder, by year. So he can pick up. And I'm going to tell you, I hope he has a lot of time because, you know, we live in the digital age. We got tons of pictures of these kids telling them what they're involved in and stuff like that. But, I don't want to say I'm waiting for the shoe to fall, because I'm not. I think he is excited about it. And what I want to do, if you guys tell me if you're interested, by the way, that this is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But I want to go spend some time with him, video, and say, hey, man, let's talk about this. Let's rap about what this is like. Let's try to give some insight on both sides of this equation. You, knowing that you have older brothers out there, because it's a bigger deal to a kid who's got older brothers. And I don't know whether this guy's, I mean, he's got pictures. I don't know whether he's much bigger than I am. He doesn't look like it. Taller, you know, more accomplished, whatever. But he sees, when he talks to me, hey, big bro, big bro, big bro. Because I can only imagine this little kid who's hearing, hey, you have older brothers, Kirk and Kevin, and he has no way to contact us, nothing, but he knows they're out there. And in the world of big brothers, they care. Big brother has to care about little brother. He's there to be his protector and all this, particularly if daddy's gone. So I'm wondering, how much of that does he feel like, you know, he takes on, or, you know, did he feel like an only child or whatever? I'd be curious, and I think it's something, would be an interesting story, again, from both perspectives, because my brother and I were not going, oh, yeah, we know we got this other brother, you know, he lives in California. We, you know, all we would do is probably just look at his ancestry and go, well, when did he live in this state? And then look for a couple of babies with the name of Jackson that were born in that state during that year, and we'll probably track down some of the others. So I'm just letting you guys know, I'm still processing this, trying to figure it out, and I'll be closer to it at some point. But it's intriguing to me because there's so many people of my color who have the same problem. They don't know their siblings. Some of them might know a little bit about them, but they don't know all about them. They don't know enough about them. How would you think that would make you feel? To know that you have brothers and sisters and you have no way to track them down, I don't say no way, but, you know, it would take a lot of effort. I'm still processing. That's all I can tell you. I know that the system that's in place has to end. The cycle where these men want to just have babies on top of babies and not have a care in the world has to end. And it's being done in the black population far more often than it should be. You know, and I'm not trying to make it even in all demographics, but how about we try to eradicate it and teach these young guys and young girls some common sense about things? I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.